I mentioned a few moments ago there is a little bit of a push to potentially change part of our national anthem. Not the entire thing, but just one word from "We are young and free" to "We are strong and free." The gentleman behind this is Lake Macquarie Councillor Brian Adamthwaite. Good morning, Brian. Let's go back to the beginning on this. What was the catalyst for your thought on this change that you're pushing for?
Well, a number of years ago, I was talking to a student and she asked me whether or not she could sit down, not stand and sing the national anthem. And we had the conversation about why she felt like that. And she explained that being a first Australian, she didn't think that the national anthem represented her. And when we started talking about being a young nation, we were ignoring 40 or 50,000 years of her cultural heritage. And I thought, yeah, that's exactly right. And I'd really like to see our national anthem represent our entire country and be something that every Australian child is proud to sing, a first Australian, a new Australian, and future Australians. And just by changing one word from young to strong, I think that it actually does include our rich first Australian heritage.
So the thought there that, yes, we've got something, but we can change it because times move on and perhaps people's opinions and attitudes change as well. Obviously, you've been taking this to the public. What are some of the people in your area that you're having conversations with feel about it, Brian? Are you getting both sides of this or is everyone on board?
Oh, definitely getting both sides of it. But when I explain it to people, they generally say, yeah, I'd never thought of it that way. But it's just one word. And, of course, people who are perhaps older and remember when the government determined that Advance Australia Fair would be a national anthem in 1984 would remember that we changed the word for this very same reason back then. We used to sing Australia's Sons, Let Us Rejoice, and we changed that to Australians All, Let Us Rejoice. A one-word change that made a big difference. And this is another one-word change that I believe would make a big difference.
Yeah, funnily enough, now that you mention it, I that had escaped my memory, but now you mention it, I can remember, yes, that was the change. I suppose other people could sort of have a different point of view that, well, we've already got, in a way, that very inclusive term there, that it is Australians All. So even in that part of it where you're setting the tone straight away that this is celebrating everybody. So why are we spending time wanting to change again?
In the second line, we talk about Australia being a young and free nation, and we're not a young nation. In fact, the first Australian culture is the oldest continuous culture on the planet, in human society. And I believe just the one word changes the recognition of that and becomes more inclusive. And it's one word. It doesn't change the beat. It doesn't even change the rhyming of it. And just the same as we change from Sons to All, I believe that the one word is...
And it looks like, sadly, Brian has just disappeared from us. Oh, I was very interested in what he had to say there. He was getting all revved up about that. Oh, Brian, you're back. No, he's...
Yes, I can hear you now.
Brian, you disappeared for a moment there, so you were kind of getting all remix on us, talking about beats and rhymes not changing, but I guess now that you've made this declaration, you're actually going to make a move to put that towards government and the Prime Minister. Do you expect a response? Do you expect much of a response other than a standard thank you, we'll keep it on file? What are you expecting?
Well, there'll be a response. I'm not sure what the government will do as a response, but I've been talking about this for a number of years now, and what I say to people is that just think about it. Think about this minor change. Think about the difference it would make. And the next time you have the opportunity to sing our national anthem, just sing the word strong instead of young. The sun will still come up tomorrow, and it might actually make you feel free in the way in which you're exercising your right to make Australia a more encompassing and inclusive society.
Something to think about there. Brian, thank you for your thoughts on that this morning.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
Brian Adamthwaite from Lake Macquarie Council wanting that one-word change in the national anthem. Have you got a thought on it? Should we change it to strong and free, or are you happy with what we've got at the moment, young and free? 4921 6216 at 2NURFM. Hey.